This is part one of a two-part interview. Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I am pleased to be joined by Artie Klemisch. Artie is one of 34 international directors for the Lions Club, one of 12 in the United States. It's her job to go around the country and around the world and promoting the Lions Club and all that they do, and all the different activities and programs that they get involved with. And one in particular we're going to be talking about today, actually, is World Sight Day. And one of the big programs for the Lions Club is making sure that those affected by blindness are alleviated in some way, shape, or form, or many ways, shapes, or forms. And we're going to be talking about that and some other things today. But Artie, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, James.
Like I said, World Sight Day is today. Kind of tell us about how that day originated and what this year's World Sight Day is going to look like, maybe just in general, things that people are doing for that.
Well, Lions around the world are having, all during this entire month, actually, special programs to remind people that Lions Club's international members are our main vision and scope throughout the entire world is to help not only prevent blindness, but to help those who are vision impaired. Our vision for us as Lions was actually given to us in 1925 when Helen Keller challenged Lions Clubs International to become the Knights of the Blind. Ever since that day, that vision program and vision emphasis has been our number one goal around the world, which includes 1.4 million Lion members, almost 1.5 now, in 210 countries around the world.
All right, awesome. And so you're originally from the Adair, Casey, Menlo, Stuart area.
Yes, correct, sir.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of ties to Guthrie County and to Adair County even. I know you're in the know for all these different events that are going on. Any in particular that community members or individuals can be aware of?
Lions locally here in Southwest Iowa do a lot of free vision screenings for preschool children from 6 months up through about kindergarten age. That's the main way that we help with vision programs here in Southwest Iowa. The program we use is called Iowa KidSight, and so our Lions members go to the schools, to preschools, to daycares, those types of facilities, and do a free vision screening on the children. Of course, we get an authorization consent form signed by their parent or guardian, and then the screening is electronically sent to the University of Iowa Ophthalmology Department, where the screening is actually read to see if indeed there are any issues. In Iowa, in the entire state, we now, since 2000, the year 2000, have screened almost 500,000 children. It's a huge number of kids, for free, of course. And we have had, as far as number of kids that needed help, that needed referrals, that needed glasses, needed something to be done, about 26,000 kids have needed something. So we are happy to say the Lions of Iowa have helped to save the vision of approximately 25,000 kids, because maybe not quite all of them needed glasses, but for sure we helped their parents to become aware that there might be an issue and saved their vision from becoming worse as they grew older. So in 2015, the state of Iowa passed a piece of legislation that required every child entering kindergarten needed to have proof that they had had an approved vision screening. One of those three venues that's approved provider for that vision screening, and the number one listed in the Senate File 419, is the Lions Clubs of Iowa. So that's the main way that we help with vision programs. However, we do help to purchase in every one of our small town Lion communities. We'll help purchase glasses for kids who can't afford them. We've also helped to purchase glasses for adults that are in low income families.
specifically relating to the area, is there a website that individuals who maybe would like to utilize the services for the kids site or for the adults you were mentioning?
They can go to www.iowa kidsight.com, and there you can find the phone number. Our program manager for the entire state is Lori Short, and Lori can get the family connected with whoever the coordinator is in our area. Every Lions district in Iowa has multiple trained screeners that can come and do a screening at a school, a preschool, a daycare, Head Start, etc.
So this it's not necessarily a one big kind of blitz day that you guys do a lot of these. It can be
throughout
on your own schedule throughout the year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The main times that we're screening are usually in the spring and in the fall. We do the majority of the children in the fall, but we do quite a few in the spring too, because the kids that are coming out of preschool, knowing they're going to be starting kindergarten, that's a good time to do that as well.
This has been part one of a two-part interview. Join us for part two with Artie Klemisch tomorrow. For additional contact and general information, click on the World Sight Day story on raccoonvalleyradio.com. For Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.